In sunny Southern California, the soul of the American solar industry, Mark Smith can't find solar panels at any price.
Yesterday, we put in an order for solar panels for the product that we use, and I'm being told August. This is unheard of for my company. So this is really detrimental.
How long would it normally take?
2 weeks.
The U.S. solar power industry has been nearly frozen in time since late March.
That's when the U.S. Commerce Department started investigating whether China was evading U.S. tariffs by shipping solar panels through four other countries. And because 80% of the panels in the U.S. come from those countries, Cambodia, Malaysia, Thailand, and Vietnam, almost no one is buying them. They're afraid if they buy them now, later they'll have to pay stiff, retroactive tariffs.
And there are few other options.
We can almost not tolerate this and survive. Many companies will go under.
An industry survey found companies are now considering laying off 38,000 Americans, more than a third of the solar workforce, and could lose $30 billion in lost projects. The man who asked for the government probe knows what his rivals think of his company.
Most hated solar company in America.
Mamoun Rashid, founder of the tiny Silicon Valley panel maker Auxin Solar, says he's trying to save the U.S. solar industry from Chinese domination and unfair competition.
If it sticks, that means two things. Cheating was going on. And number two, it highlights how dependent we are on foreign suppliers. And we need to get off of that dependency because these panels are coming in lower than our bill of materials. So the U.S. worker hasn't even had a chance and they've lost the race. They haven't even entered the race. Something is very wrong with that.
The kerfuffle is undermining President Biden's ambitious goal to have solar make up 40% of the nation's energy use by 2035. Members of Congress are furious, but powerless.
We shoot ourselves in the foot by allowing this kind of stuff to happen.
The longer the situation persists, the more severe the damage will be.
The U.S. Commerce Secretary says the probe will take as long as it takes.
My hands are very tied here. I'm required by statute to investigate a claim that companies operating in other countries are trying to circumvent the duties. And I'm required by statute to have a fulsome investigation.
A preliminary ruling is due in August. A final decision could take a year. Another trip around the sun that might bring precious little progress for the American solar industry. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Santa Monica, California.